The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog Kol HaSridim on July 25th, 2022, entitled Abandonment by Hashem as a Catalyst for Teshuvah. The Torah states, "Betzar lecha umatzaucha kol hadvarim ha'ele ba'acharis hayamim v'shavta ad Adonai Elohecha v'shamata b'kolo." When you are in distress and all these things have befallen you, at the end of days, you will return to Hashem your God and hearken to his voice. And that is in Devarim 4:30. Last summer, I wrote a one-page article entitled The Necessity of Metaphysical Trauma for National Teshuvah. I offered a theory which explained why this type of radical national teshuvah transformation can only come about after a radical national catastrophe. However, I did not explain why or how such a tragedy would actually prompt us to engage in teshuvah instead of continuing to cling to our waywardness. I used to think that a calamity of this scale would cause us to return to Hashem because it would force us to finally acknowledge his role in the tzara, in the catastrophe. As the Rambam writes about in Hilchos Ta'anios, chapter 1, halachos 1 through 3, and this is an abbreviated version, quote, "This principle is one of the darkei teshuvah, the ways of repentance, that at the onset of a tzara, when the people cry out about it and sound the trumpets, everyone will know that it was because of their evil conduct that they were harmed. But if they do not cry out and do not sound the trumpets, but instead say, this is a natural event which befell us, and this tzara is a chance occurrence, behold, this is a derech achzarius, a way of cruelty or indifference, and will cause them to cling to their evil conduct, and this tzara and others will increase," end quote. I have a new theory inspired by my recent rereading of The Lincoln Highway by Amor Towles in 2021. One of my many favorite scenes, no spoilers, is when Ulysses explains to Billy what happens to a person when they are in truly dire straits. Quote, "If I learned anything in the war, it's that the point of utter abandonment, that moment at which you realize no one will be coming to your aid, not even your maker, is the very moment in which you may discover the strength required to carry on. The good Lord does not call you to your feet with hymns from the cherubim and Gabriel blowing his horn. He calls you to your feet by making you feel alone and forgotten. For only when you have seen that you are truly forsaken will you embrace the fact that what happens next rests in your own hands, and your hands alone." That was page 230. End quote. My new theory is as follows. It is not our recognition of Hashem's role in the tzara which will be the catalyst for our teshuvah. Rather, it is the feeling of utter abandonment by Hashem which will cause us to recognize our role in the tzara. So long as we stubbornly refuse to acknowledge our own agency, whether by blaming the nations and circumstances around us or by childishly waiting for Hashem to intervene without any change on our part, we will not engage in teshuvah. Only when we accept that our fate is in our own hands will we save ourselves by doing teshuva and returning to Hashem. Here's another way of stating this insight. Chazal teach in Brachos 33b, "Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyiras shemayim." Everything is in the hands of heaven except for fear of heaven. Rambam in Shmona Prakim chapter 8 explains that fear of heaven in this context is a reference to free will. I used to think that the teshuvah in Devarim 4:30 would be brought about by a recognition of the truth in the first half of Chazal's statement, that everything, that is, all the calamities that befall the Jewish people, is in the hands of heaven. I am now suggesting that the teshuvah will be prompted by a realization of the truth in the second half of Chazal's statement, that we and we alone are to blame for our suffering. Hashem will not do teshuvah for us. Like most insights into teshuvah, this one has already been stated explicitly by the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuvah 5:2. Quote, Yirmiyahu says, "The evils and the good do not come from the mouth of the Most High." That's in Eka 3:38. In other words, the Creator does not decree upon man to be good or evil. Since this is the case, the sinner is the one who harmed himself. Therefore, it is proper to bewail and lament the harm he caused to his own soul. This is what is written afterwards, in Eka 3:39, about what may a living man complain, a man about his own sins. Yirmiyahu then goes back and says, "Since we have control over our actions, and our own minds caused us to do all evils, it is proper for us to do teshuvah and to abandon our wickedness, for the agency is in our hands now. This is what is written afterwards in Eicha 3:40, let us examine our ways and investigate and return to Hashem." End quote. The good Lord calls us to our feet by making us feel alone and forgotten, so that we return to Him. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.